Alright everyone, welcome back to the Discipline Switch. Your boy Logan Cruz here, ready to break down another life hack that's gonna help you level up, you know? Today's topic? A big one. Letting go of perfectionism and embracing imperfection. Ever feel like you're running a marathon just trying to get through the day? Like every little thing has to be absolutely flawless. You know that feeling when you spend hours on a project, agonizing over every detail, only to end up exhausted and kind of resentful? That's perfectionism, my friends, and trust me, it's a real energy drain. Here's the deal. Perfection doesn't exist. And chasing it is like trying to catch smoke. It's always just out of reach, leaving you feeling frustrated and unfulfilled. It's like that scene in The Matrix where Neo tries to dodge bullets, cool as heck for a few minutes, but unsustainable, right? We're all human, prone to mistakes, stumbles, even epic fails sometimes. And guess what? That's okay. Those imperfections are actually the things that make us unique and interesting. So how do we ditch this perfectionism monster and finally embrace our beautifully messy selves? Let's break it down with 5 key takeaways. First up, reframe your thinking. Instead of seeing mistakes as failures, view them as learning opportunities. Each, oops, is a chance to grow, adjust, and come back stronger. Think about it like this. Those awesome athletes you admire? They didn't get there by being perfect. They got there by falling down, getting back up, and refining their skills over time. Next, set realistic expectations. Life isn't a competition for most perfect human. Give yourself grace and remember that progress is more important than perfection. Strive for excellence, but don't let the pursuit of flawless drive you crazy. Focus on doing your best, not being perfect. Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend who's struggling. Remember, everyone messes up sometimes. Be gentle with yourself, learn from your experiences, and move forward. You wouldn't berate a friend for a spilled coffee, right? So why do it to yourself? Fourth, celebrate your wins. No matter how small they seem, acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments. This helps build confidence and reminds you that you are capable of achieving great things, even with imperfections along the way. Think about it. You wouldn't wait for a major milestone to celebrate yourself, would you? And finally, surround yourself with supportive people. Find a tribe who cheers you on, embraces your quirks, and reminds you that your worth isn't tied to your achievements or lack thereof. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few years back, I was super focused on getting this big podcast deal. You know, the whole making it thing. I spent hours tweaking scripts, obsessing over every sound effect, and comparing myself to other successful podcasts. But guess what? The more pressure I put on myself, the more creatively blocked I became. One day, a friend of mine, a super talented musician, pulled me aside and said something that really stuck with me. "Logan, you're so caught up in trying to be perfect that you're forgetting to just have fun." He was right. I had become so focused on the outcome that I forgot about the joy of creating. So, I took a deep breath, relaxed my grip on perfection, and started focusing on making something I genuinely loved. And guess what? The results were amazing. Not only did I rediscover the joy of podcasting, but I also landed the big deal. Remember, friends, you don't have to be perfect to be successful or happy. Embrace your imperfections, learn from your mistakes, and never stop growing. Now go out there and rock it, imperfectly and beautifully. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of imperfection positivity. And if you loved what you heard, leave us a review. It means the world to us. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay real, and stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.